back, we opened it, then we went back up the next afternoon, and so we could see it in operation. It really is fascinating.
I think the biggest thing that's happened in question is your district. Let's change that atmosphere. They say.
At least the government.
That's not the official vote, that's what I mean. Because people turned out for receptions and so on, that they said never.
Never.
And you were.
Very high ranking member of the foreign ministry.
Sure.
And they came up all the way from Moscow.
Receiving was friendly in your.
And they gave it a 4-inch article of the Leningrad Chronicle.
Yes, the translation of the Russian Star is CRIP.
That's right, that's right. That's the best thing that happened.
At least it's spelled with a C rather than a K.
CRIP, Washington CRIP.
That's it, Bobby's trip.
Sure did.
We were very impressed with the guys, Mr. President.
I'm smart.
They were very wonderful. I'm really excited. Well, had a chance to talk to them, you learned.
No, no, this is the guys in the.
Archives.
Archives. They had about maybe 20 army guys, right, for Russia.
No.
They're always women. These were the American kids.
I remember that from even 59.
Very great.
They were terrific.
And I
would see them and they love doing it. Think they're serving the cause of peace.
Sure. I took the liberty of suggesting I spend 10 minutes with a group of these guys. Some of them come back because they are dedicated.
Men and women.
Men and women. It's a nice young people.
Attractive young people.
And they got a lot of information.
Well, they wind up in.
No, in the end of December.
End of December. Whether they'll come back in group or not, I don't know, but they are down at the exhibit.
I'd be glad to see them if they can come back at a time. I'll just.
They've been through.
That involved me. I'll give them a period.
Of course.
You know, no time then, but be back.
I think prior to the inauguration, to be back.
I think you get more out of talking to them than you left.
I'd like to see how they feel about that.
That's right.
They go back to college and that sort of thing.
Yeah, they're studying their master's degree and they're not. They're all fluent in Russian and they feel a lot of tough questions from the Russians.
All right.
They gig the guys and they get
the Russians agree with this. They are the sick people.
Yeah.
Amazing how much the Russians at the fair knew about the United States.
Right.
One of the reactions that the guys gave us was they perhaps expected just a little bit more from the fair, from the exhibit than they got. And perhaps it wasn't quite up to date. We talked to Frank Shakespeare about that.
Well, it was 4 years old.
Yeah.
We have to be quite candid about our affairs. They're second rate compared to what they ought to be. When I say that, I'm not condemning the people that participate or the guys or anything like that. But you see that Russia, the Soviet, communist countries, to them this is a big show case in each case. And they go there to out-compete us. And they put on huge, massive display. And ours look. World, I mean, where various places where there's an American and there's Soviet exhibits. I mean, ours may be more sophisticated and send all the little titillated laughter through Georgetown about how clever they were.
Yeah,
but theirs impressed the people. Whether bad or good, big, strong, this and that. Part of the reason is that we keep on our precious funding. You know, but we won't put the money in. It isn't. You can't blame Shakespeare and the rest. He breaks his back to try to get more funds appropriated for it. The Congress is not too keen on it. They don't realize that it might be something. I think we should never spare the horses in those things. Let them see what is best for the United States and see it. Frankly, in a rather flamboyant way, the world expects things to be flamboyant. You notice in Russia where everything's big. Almost overpower any day. I mean, useless and big. I mean, you know, huge airplane terminals, you know, huge with no people in them. And everything you go,
giant scale.
They go for the giant scale and so forth and so on. Well, there's sort of reasons for that. They're not supposed to be an indication of progress. It's supposed to impress the smaller types and so forth. However, having said all that, I think you put your finger. much worse, particularly when you see it in terms of the Chinese, the Chinese as people. I mean, you visit Taiwan, for example, and which is a rather dreary place geographically, but in terms of the excitement, you know, the Chinese are, they're damn interesting people. Or in Singapore, Hong Kong, then you go into China, and horrible grass. At least in Russia, they let people wear different kinds of costumes. But they don't. So that change is not one that causes us all to jump up and down with joy and say, ah, they are turning our way and give us another 5 years or 10 years. And, you know, that there is that great center